What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome to the Saturday morning edition of the Daily Juice podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. We're here every single morning on bettingpros.com, on Apple and all the other platforms, and now on YouTube as we are streaming video or recording video for this podcast each and every morning. It drops overnight. You get it in the morning for the Daily Juice, always being brought to you by BetMGM. So yesterday, I gave you four bets in the Super Bowl. I'm going to give you four more bets coming up here today in the Super Bowl, four more prop bets that I have made. I'm going to give you two basketball games and one hockey game to go off today. So we got three plays going off on Saturday. So we'll have eight in totality after today on the Super Bowl. And we may have a couple of more going into Sunday. I probably will hold on to them, though, and I probably will just kind of rehash what we're doing and where we're going into Sunday for the live stream. I'll probably have two more that I'll give you on the live stream. I plan to have about 10 different bets going into the Super Bowl for the game on Sunday between the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. I'm wearing a Buccaneers hat in the video because, well, we are Buccaneers fans here in this household because we are Tom Brady stans. So let's go Bucks. More on that here in just 1 second with Tampa against the Chiefs. But it's been, I'm taping this in the middle of the second half for the Clippers and the Celtics and the over we played in that game. I don't think it's going to get there. It might get there. So it's either an 0-2 or a 1-1 night. If this doesn't hit, though, I'm going to exercise what I talked to Dan Harris about was basically, I told you guys this, I don't want to bet the NBA, but Betting Pros wants me to bet the NBA. And so I just think the NBA is really ridiculous. Look what happened with the Kevin Durant situation. I mean, he couldn't start, and then they let him play, and then they pulled him out. And like, what? I mean, how do you bet on games where they're doing this nonsense? And it's only because there's not fans in stands. If there were fans in the stands, they could never get away with this crap. You can't sit Paul George down right before the game. Jaylen Brown's one thing. I was comfortable saying, okay, you know, I didn't think Boston would win the game anyway. So you put Jaylen Brown to the bench, you know, it probably opens up the offense for Boston. They've got to score more. I thought it was a good thing, actually. I thought it may, you know, inspire them to give the ball to Tatum more and let them go and score. Maybe he goes off for 40 points. So I said, bet Tatum props because no Jaylen Brown. But then Paul George being out just kills the over bet. I mean, that's the second best player on the Clippers. I mean, like, what do you mean? Like, he has to be in that game and they scratch him right before. It's impossible to bet the NBA, so I'm not betting the NBA today. I may get in trouble, but I'm not betting the NBA, okay? I'm not doing it. This is my money we're talking about. I'm not betting the NBA today. I got an NHL play that I like, and I've got two college basketball plays and one college basketball game that I'm eyeballing that I'll probably have an in-game bet going on it, depending on how it goes. We'll get more to that coming up here in just 1 second. But reminder about the live stream coming up tomorrow at 4:30 Eastern time, 4:30 to 5:30 on this very YouTube channel if you're watching on video, or if you're listening on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this podcast. We're going to be live from 4:30 to 5:30. Dan Harris and I, very special giveaway with Pristine Auction. We're giving away the autographed helmet on the prize box, surprise box, whatever we're going to call it. Very cool stuff. It is an awesome helmet signed by a former NFL MVP and a guy who's won the Super Bowl. So really, really cool to unveil this, unbox it literally on the live stream coming up tomorrow at 4:30 Eastern to 5:30, taking you up to Super Bowl 55 in Tampa. Okay, before we get to the picks and the plays here, let me tell you about BetMGM. This is for an offer. For everyone who is not in Pennsylvania, if you're in Pennsylvania, hold on. But if you're not in Pennsylvania, this is a very cool bet that goes off today. If you don't have an account yet with BetMGM, Juice 100, register and sign up for an account in a state like New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Virginia, West Virginia, okay? You get a $600 free bet, a risk-free first bet of up to $600 at BetMGM with the promo code JUICE100. And in addition to that, they're going to give you a $50 parlay insurance bet as well. So bet a parlay up to 50 bucks. If it doesn't hit, you get parlay insurance there. Now, if you are in Pennsylvania, you just get the risk-free bet about up to $600. So bet MGM. Look, don't wait till right before the game, okay? I mean, traffic's going to be insane before the game. Do this now. Like, if you're listening right now, you're watching right now, do this right now. If you're in one of the states with bet MGM, Get the account now, Juice 100, make the deposit, go ahead and make the free wager, and away you go, all right? Juice 100 is the promo code that we need to get credit for telling you guys all about this. That's how we get paid, so please take care of that for us. Thank you very much. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the help. Remember, you must be 21 years or older. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be physically located in the states of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Virginia, and West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. All right, let's start in the NHL. So the New York Islanders are at home, and the New York Islanders are absolutely desperate against the Pittsburgh Penguins. All right, this line is minus 110, okay, minus 110. And minus 105 at most books. Both sides, it's a tight number, okay? The Islanders are desperate, and they've had COVID problems that took them off the ice for about a week. They're back off of COVID. I know that we're not exactly positive who is going to be in this game for the Islanders, and we have to see about the... I don't care who's playing. This is a team with its back against the wall. They're 0-3-2 in their last five games. They are in desperation mode. They have to win this. This is a money line play that's at minus 110. This is a play on a team that is desperate to get a win in any way possible. Get a W. They just have to win the game against the Pittsburgh Penguins. I'm going to take the New York Islanders at minus 110 to win the game at home, to get the schneid off and to try to right the ship a little bit. Their offense has been absolutely embarrassing. Maybe they've tried some different things. They're going to shake up some different things potentially now here inside of, with the COVID layoff. The coaches may have something new to come up with here. Barry Trotz, maybe new lines, trying to figure out what's going to happen here. But they need great goaltending today, and they've got to get a win. They're absolutely desperate. I'm taking the Islanders at minus 110 on the money line to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins here in the NHL for a half a unit. Another half a unit play. All right, our teams are in play. The Daily Juice teams. We need to have like a t-shirt made up for the Daily Juice teams. Who are they? Alabama. Creighton University. Drake. Those are our teams. Boise's turned into a team a little bit. They lost last night to Nevada. That was tough. They should have won that game. It's a bad loss, but whatever. And a couple other ones that we've jumped on. Toledo's another one I'd like to say. This kind of our guy, our teams that we're liking on the Toledo teams and the Mac teams. And, that's about it in terms of directly as to like the team we've bet on a lot. So Drake's in action against Valpo on the road. They're laying 12.5. Here's the thing about Drake. They already had their scare, if you will. Okay. Illinois State took them to overtime. They won by two. They even won the game. But Drake is shooting about 50% from the field. Drake is long. They press. They turn you over. And Valpo doesn't shoot well. If you don't shoot well versus Drake, you got to play insane defense. And that's just not what I see out of Valpo right now. Valpo is 5-10 to the number. Valpo hasn't covered in the last two games, both on the road against Evansville. They lost by 18 as one-point dogs and 7 by 2.5-point dogs. They lost to Loyola Chicago by 36 points earlier at home. I think Drake and Loyola Chicago are very comparable teams. If I see Loyola Chicago beating Valpo by 36, and I'm just going to lay 12.5 on Drake here, look, it's going to stop. The number's juiced. There's no debating this, okay? The numbers are going to be inflated because everyone's been betting on Drake. And by the time this game goes off, it's probably going to be 15. But at the time of tape here, it's 12.5. Drake is 14-1 against the number. They're undefeated. Let's just ride it until they consistently lose. And I don't think this is where they lose. I don't think Valpo's very good. So there are other teams. They could lose outright to Loyola Chicago. When that game happens in a couple of weeks, that game's going to be outstanding, but not right now. Drake on the road, I get it, but no fans. We're going Drake -12.5. It's a road favorite with double-digit road favorites. This is ugly. I would never normally do this if it wasn't Drake. It's Drake. I'm just going to kind of blindly bet it again because, they keep on cashing and I'm 0-2 in my last two bets by first doubting Drake against Illinois State and then first doubting Illinois State, and then I doubted Drake. So I'm just going to go back to doubt to counting on Drake to do what Drake does, which is win big games and take care of business in the Missouri Valley Conference. Drake minus 12 and a half. Now, before I get to the last play, the Blue Jays are on the road at Marquette. They're laying 4.5. There's something about Marquette that scares me, and there's something about this Blue Jay basketball team that's concerning to me. They got a lot of hype. They got a lot of attention. Marcus Zagorowski was on that preseason Naismith watch list. He's no longer there. There's just something not right with this Jays team when the three is not falling consistently. And again, I come back to the idea that who is the killer on that team? I keep on talking about this. So I'm going to do an in-game bet with the Blue Jays at Marquette. I've seen them lose this game outright. I've seen them go up there and have a really, really rough time. Marquette's a tough place to play. The Blue Jays recruit Wisconsin. They both go after very similar type of players. This is a big game for both programs. I know Marquette's not very good, but the 4.5 worries me. It should be a bigger number than that. And the Jays just lost badly at home against Georgetown. So you might say, oh, they're due to turn right around, Matt, and just pound the next team. They're going to be so angry. Okay, that's possible. But they have lost back-to-back games once this year. Now, they haven't lost a ton of games. I'm just a little concerned. I'm hesitant to bet the Creighton game, so I'm going to watch that game. There may be an in-game play coming for the Blue Jays. I'll put it on the Discord channel if I do end up taking it. But the Blue Jays on the road at Marquette. Right now, if I had to bet it, I'd take Marquette plus 4.5. That would be my, if I had to bet it. But I'm going to wait for an in-game play. And then I hope you guys get this number before it gets to 3, because Alabama at Missouri, this line is a little weird to me. I'm almost like going like, what am I missing here with Alabama? Is it because they lost to Oklahoma at home? And so people are kind of shying away from them. Bama is 9-10 to the over this year. Missouri is 9-6 to the over. They have hit for 5 games in a row and 6 of 7. I bring that up because they can score. Missouri can put the ball in the basket, and that could be a little bit of a concerning issue here for Alabama, but they're 13-6 to the number. Bama's been ping-ponging a little bit here since the LSU game where they beat Kentucky by 20, they beat Arkansas by 31, they beat LSU by 30, and since then, they've gone 2-2 against the number. They beat Mississippi State but didn't cover. They beat Kentucky and covered. They lost outright to Oklahoma as 3.5-point favorites the last time they were on the road, and then they came back and beat LSU by 18 points in their last game. I think the loss to Oklahoma is a team out of conference. It was a road game. It was a Big 12 SEC challenge. Oklahoma had been playing really, really well and beaten down top 10 teams. Long Kruger's a great coach. I think you can talk about that game as kind of being an anomaly, and that Alabama really is the best team, arguably, in the SEC. And I think the games like this, I think they go out there and show it. So I'm only laying 2.5 points for Alabama on the road against a team that likes to play the same way they do, but Bama's just better. Bama's a better version of Missouri. So, like, I don't see Alabama going cold from the outside. Shackelford and Petty Jr., I think they were like 1-for-10 or 1-for-11 from behind the arc in the last game. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think Alabama shoots the ball really well, and I think they get going. Herb Jones is a great player. I'm a real big fan of Herb Jones for Alabama. I'm just laying the 2.5 points. I'm laying 2.5 here. I don't think we don't need to overthink this all that much. We're going to go with Alabama minus 2.5 against Missouri. All right. Those are the plays for tonight. Let's get to the Super Bowl. All right. 4 picks for Sunday that we'll get into. Last year, Patrick Mahomes was picked off 2 times in the Super Bowl. Okay. Patrick Mahomes to throw an interception is plus money at plus 140. This is where you play the narrative out and you bet the narrative. Now, if you're wrong about the narrative, it can wash you out. That's why I'm betting a quarter unit on all of these props, because I could be wrong. And so if I'm wrong, I don't want to get totally wiped out with full unit wagers on prop bets. They can be funky, but I think a tipped ball, I think something screwy happens. I think this ball hawking defense for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, something weird happens. Strip sack that really is a pickoff, really an interception. I got plus 140 on Patrick Mahomes to throw a pick. Somebody said, go ahead and parlay that with Brady throwing a pick and you get even money on that. I don't want to do that. Why? I get plus 140. That doesn't make any sense, but fine. We're going plus 140 for Mahomes to throw a pick in this game. I think the defense, the ball hawking defense continues for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's pick number one, quarter unit. Pick number two, Ronald Jones' rushing total. I got this at 34.5. I saw it as high as 38.5 today. Shop around. Find it. I got it at over 34.5 at minus 130. I saw at one book in Vegas tonight over 38.5 at minus 140. Shop around. Here's my theory on Ronald Jones over. So everyone's talking about Leonard Fournette. Fournette. He's been the guy. If you go back and look at the beginning part of the year, Ronald Jones was the stud RB1 of this football team. He ran the ball. He was the guy who got the carries. He was the guy that they were using basically exclusively. Leonard Fournette's run recently really hard, but he's a big guy in the cold. That's why they used him. And Ronald Jones was banged up. I think Ronald Jones, with the 2 weeks off, I think Ronald Jones gets back to the form he had early. And I think, at least in the beginning part of the game, I think Ronald Jones is going to get the football. I think, you know, I'm eyeballing the Tom Brady attempts, passing attempts prop that may tomorrow. I may have that. I may throw the under on that as that thing starts to rise. You get me to 40. I'm taking the under on that on passing attempts for Tom Brady. They want to run the ball and they're going to run the hot hand. The hope is that Ronald Jones pops a couple. He's the guy who could break a few. He's the guy who could get in the open field. And let's be frank, the Chiefs rushing defense is okay. It's not great. Okay. I think Jones can have a big impact in this game, and it's only 34.5 for me, but 38 is the high. You can get it at 36, maybe 37. Take the over on Ronald Jones rushing and just hope that he's the guy. He's the hot guy, not Leonard Fournette, that he's the hot guy. But speaking of Leonard Fournette, I've got two prop bets. These last two prop bets here are from guests of mine on my radio show that I really respect and trust. Bill Krakenberger is a guy from the Showtime show Action. He's a professional sports gambler. You've probably seen him on podcasts or shows, or you listen to his podcast, okay? He's a really sharp guy. He's super nice. He's always willing to come on radio shows and talk. And when he gives me a prop, I listen, okay? His favorite prop going in here is Leonard Fournette over 3.5 receptions. I found this at minus 140 in Vegas. It's a little expensive. Hopefully you get a better prop price than I got. But Leonard Fournette over 3.5 receptions. So you have Ronald Jones in the running attack and Fournette in the passing game. Okay. Brady in the Super Bowl historically has thrown a lot of balls to running backs. Different offense, different team. I get it. But maybe he goes back and he looks for swing passes, trying to slow down that pass rush, dump offs, check downs to Fournette. Krakenberger loved it. Fine. I'm following Leonard Fournette over 3.5 receptions at minus 140. Okay. And then one final prop at a quarter unit for the Super Bowl. And this comes from Ariel Epstein, who is on Sports Grid. My radio show is on Sports Grid channel 204. Her show is on before mine. She came on my show yesterday. And when she gives props, I tend to listen. She's really good. And her favorite prop is a little off the board, and I love it. Devin White over 9.5 tackles, solo or combined. Okay. Devin White over 9.5 tackles. She likes him to win the MVP. But this guy has consistently gone over with 10 and 11 tackles. You look it up, consistently has gone over 10 tackles a game here in the postseason and this year. He is the guy. He is the stud. He is the dude that's going to bring down Kelce. He's the guy that's going to bring down the running backs. He's just the most important defensive player from the middle of the field perspective for the Bucs. Over 9.5 tackles, solo tackles, or combined tackles. Over 9.5 at minus 140 is where I got it tonight for Devin White. All right. So recapping our Super Bowl props for Sunday: Mahomes to throw a pick at plus 140. Ronald Jones over 34.5 yards rushing. Shop around, find the best price. That at minus 140. Minus 130. Leonard Fournette over 3.5 receptions at minus 140. And Devin White over 9.5 tackles at minus 140. Yeah, I was at the same book that got a lot of these prop bets that are prop through. One of the books I used in Vegas is a really big prop sheet, but they love the overs on plus 140. So they're fine with not moving the number. They just jack the juice up and make you pay expensive prices. So that's what I had to play. Hopefully you get better prices on the East Coast or whatnot than when I'm betting here on those. So those are our four plays in the Super Bowl. Islanders money line at minus 110. Drake minus 12.5 against Valparaiso, Alabama minus 2.5 at Missouri. And we're going to watch the Creighton Blue Jays game. Half a unit on the three plays going today. And I may have that half a unit. I may put it into play with the Creighton Blue Jays taking on Marquette on the road. All right. We got a lot to come on our live stream. The Daily Juice podcast will drop like normal, video on YouTube as well. And then we start streaming. We start rolling at 4:30 for the live stream. Dan Harris and I, Super Bowl prop bet giveaway thanks to WinBet. We got a ton of cool things to give you guys. Daily Juice gear, all sorts of cool stuff. Thank you, by the way, to everyone that's been sending me pictures, DMing me your pictures of your Daily Juice gear. It's been arriving over the last couple of days. I've been meaning to bring that up. So cool. FantasyPros.com/shop if you want to go and get your own Daily Juice gear, but Daily Juice t-shirts, Daily Juice sweatshirts, Betting Pros hats, a lot of cool stuff. You guys have been sending me that. I love the interaction. I really do appreciate everything you guys have been doing. I'll be in the Discord chat tomorrow. I'll post it. We're watching our boy Will. He made the cut. He made a nice run on Saturday. We'll see if he can go. Got him going on Sunday. Top 10 finish for Zalatoris. Top 10 or to win the thing. Probably won't win it, but I think top 10 is still alive, which is the half unit bet on him to go to the top 10. We're hoping for that. That's a plus 400 bet we could cash at a half a unit. So let's see if we can pull that down and get that going for Sunday. Could be a really nice day for us on Super Bowl Sunday. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Talk to you for the live stream tomorrow here on YouTube, the video in the morning for the Daily Juice, and every morning, every single day where you get your podcast, it's the Daily Juice Podcast brought to you by BetMGM.